Anyone who has ever undergone electrophysiological testing for the eye knows how uncomfortable it can be. This test, measuring the visual pathway from the retina to the brain, involves putting a metal plate directly on the cornea. It hurts and requires drops with anesthesia. That got Purdue Biomedical and Mechanical Engineering Professor Ki-Hwan Lee's attention.
Oh my God, you know, this is the 2020. I mean, this is the pretty much just the plate. This is just a metal plate. They put it on the eye. It's so painful. It has a scratch on your eye. So that's why you have to use eye drop anesthesia. Otherwise, it's too painful.
He and his colleagues were determined to make a non-invasive device that didn't hurt. They've done it with very thin, soft, and stretchable biosensors that fit on top of a commercially available soft contact lens.
So we incorporate this conducting plate into the commercially available soft contact lenses after making it much softer form. This is just a metal. This is conductive polymer.
He says it's 10 times thinner than a regular contact lens and fits on top without affecting vision. And it's not like those smart contact lenses made by Google that you may have heard about in 2014. Those promised to keep track of glucose levels. Lee says those were plastic and irritated the eye. Google scrapped the idea in 2018. Lee's lens may soon be ready for clinical trials.
So we believe that this device itself could be very cost effective because the fact that all the entire device platform can be fabricated by conventional automated dispenser printing tool.
Lee says down the road he wants to use it for long-term monitoring of such diseases and conditions like glaucoma and dry eye syndrome.
We aim to use this contact lens device for long-term monitoring of intraocular pressure, even during sleeping, right? But there is no way to do it with the wires. So we remove the wire. So everything is embedded inside of the soft sensor. Everything is soft material, but it has wireless data communication and wireless powering capability.
It could be incorporated with a commercially available sleep mask. There's also talk of using the special contact lenses on pets to detect glaucoma and keep it from progressing.
And we are collaborating with many folks even in IU School, the Indiana University School of Medicine. The medical doctors convinced that this is a billion-dollar idea. This is a huge impact in the field of glaucoma.
Lee says the use is unlimited. His research is published in Nature Communications. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.